Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
When the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we'll see.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. That's Benny King. Bring us back. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check it out when you get a chance. I have a great visit with our new friend, Ovik Roy. He's a senior fellow with the Manhattan Institute. Ovik, you want to tell us anything? I know we know about the Manhattan Institute. My audience has been introduced to many of your fellows over there, and Jim Copeland and many others over many years. That's manhattan-institute.org, right?
Manhattan-institute.org, yep.
Yeah, check it out.
I have a blog on Forbes where I write a lot about healthcare issues, which you can get to at blogs.forbes.com/aroy. That's the best way to follow my work. I also write for National Review from time to time.
Right, exactly. So check that out, folks. In the previous segment, Ovik, you were making the case that that even though Romney's going to have to deal with his... With the baggage of his Massachusetts plan, which actually became the seed, so to speak, the origins of Obamacare, he's going to have to deal with that if he runs against President Obama. You're saying that Gingrich has his own baggage on health care, but which one do you think, as I said earlier, if my audience, anybody who agrees with me, is focusing on in this next election, somebody who will return the choice to Americans, who will open up the economy to allow insurance companies to sell across state lines, to make the market really competitive, and let the best companies win, and help Americans become healthcare customers. Not just healthcare patients, where we can negotiate our own coverage. Our own care, where we can find out what things really cost and that sort of thing. So, who do you think will get us to that point the quickest?
Yeah, I mean, I think Gingrich is not. I mean, he still say those things. He'll advocate those things rhetorically, but in terms of his actual policies, he won't get us there. He's all over the place on the key market-based reforms. I actually think Romney is pretty strong in that regard. Romney, we think of Massachusetts as baggage for him, but the one thing we can give him credit for is that he is a guy who has really thought hard about how to bring market-based solutions to healthcare reform.
If you listen to him, as I have done, explain what was the genesis, what gave rise to that proposal. You can see that it was really a problem solving thing. It wasn't ideological. He didn't wake up one morning and say, I want to control everybody's health care. It was a problem solving thing that he was doing.
No, that's absolutely right. And I think where conservatives criticize him is say, it's not enough to be a problem solver. You have to start with the first principle that the free market always is better. And I think that, that's a fair criticism to a degree, but the problem is that healthcare is really, really complicated, and the government is involved in very subtle and silent and behind-the-scenes ways with everything that goes on in healthcare. And people have this impression that we have this free market healthcare system in America. We don't have free market healthcare system. We have more of a role for private insurers than, say, most European countries, but compared to, say, Switzerland, which has the most free market-oriented system in the world, we're far behind Switzerland. Mm-hmm. I mean, we have effectively Soviet-style central planning-style, single-payer healthcare for anyone over 65. We have a system for the poor, which is absolutely terrible. People are dying from inadequate care on Medicaid. And then in the middle, where people get insurance through their employers, it's heavily subsidized by the government, which creates all sorts of terrible distortions that make healthcare unaffordable. So there are a lot of things that when you're a governor of a state and you're trying to make the healthcare system work for your state, your hands are tied because the federal government constrains you in a lot of different ways. And I think Romney is one of the few guys who's really studied that issue well and understands it. Now,
well, one thing we know about Romney, he's been there, he's done it, he's learned from it, and whatever he comes up with, and I think this is your position about Romney versus Gingrich, whatever he comes up with will be a consistent opinion based on his experience, and not just an idea that he has. And I think that's what people prefer, isn't it? Some more consistency. Even if I don't agree with him, at least I know where he's going to be tomorrow.
Right. He'll definitely put some thought into it, and he's got smart people working for us. With Gingrich, it's kind of like, oh, I read some interesting idea in a paper the other day, and I'm going to just advocate that today, but maybe I'll change my mind next week. Mm-hmm. And when you're president, you can't do that. When you're president, if you're a leader and you want people to follow you, you've got to set your ground. You've got to say, okay, here's my position, and you've got to stick with that position.
Yeah.
And
well,
you've got to take your time.
Well, you're talking about leadership, Ovik, and you know, once they get to Washington, leadership kind of goes out the window, doesn't it?
Well, no, I think it's really important. I mean,
I'm being sarcastic.
If you think about the surge, I mean, it's like, you know, I think that's one thing that conservative voters are having a tough time with, because on the one hand, they want someone who really represents their view,
mm-hmm.
and I think a lot of times people overemphasize having someone who represents your views exactly instead of having a guy who's going to make those views turn into laws.
Yeah.
Right. Who's got?
We've got to do in this next election for all of us, regardless of which side of the aisle you're on. We've got to not make the perfect be the enemy of the good. Hey, Ovik, thanks for being here. Good job. Will you come back another day?
Absolutely.
We've enjoyed having you. Ovik Roy, ladies and gentlemen, of the Manhattan Institute. He'll be back. I will be, too, after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.